Hi, welcome to Declaring Your Destiny, a ministry that helps you declare with faith for what you are believing God to do in your life. This is a ministry that believes in miracles, signs, and wonders, and I certainly hope that you are in a miraculously and fabulous day today. I wanted to join you today. I actually started with a lesson in 1 Thessalonians, and somehow it's absolutely completely morphed into something what totally different, as you'll see as I get this out to you. But excuse me, I do believe that the Lord moved me in this direction. And I think it's mostly because of the fact that, we just see so much stuff going on in the world today. And I just really think, and I really hope that this is a message that will resonate with you and actually really help you, because beneath the surface of everyday life, there is a very intense struggle among invisible spiritual powers that's being waged against believers. In Ephesians 6:12, it says, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places." The power of evil forces can be very devastating. And this is what I want to talk to you about today, because evil is increasing. What was good is now bad. What's bad is now becoming good. I think that we can see that not just in one place in the world, but all around the world. All you need to do is flip on the news, listen for a little while, and you will certainly see that it just seems like there's so much more evil than ever before. And so we need to get at least aware of the fact that it's really in the spiritual realm where this is coming from. And so our main defense, always, 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 our main defense against anything is prayer. We pray that God protects us, which He does, and that He will make us strong. We should all be prepared for these attacks. Satan is always out and about to steal, kill, and destroy. We know that. We need to be prepared for that. And I do believe today that many, many believers are encountering these attacks more frequently. We're closer and closer and closer to Jesus coming. The more these attacks are going to be coming. The evil forces simply do not want believers to live in victory, but we can live in victory, and we should be living in victory. We need to be victors and not victims. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4, it states that the God of this age blinds the minds of unbelievers, preventing them from seeing the light of the gospel. The deception is evidence of our adversary at work. Not only do does our adversary attack the in our in at the individual believer level, but they also attack at the whole body of Christ. And these types of spirits are called what we call monitoring spirits. And they're malevolent forces that are purposed to weaken the unity within the body of Christ. Maybe some of you have experienced that with the churches that are splitting off over disagreements or something like that. They stir up the misunderstandings, they create conflicts and division among believers, and their ultimate goal is to drive a wedge between you and your fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. And then they exploit any kind of open door that they can find. So you need to be very aware of this. Clearly, the enemy, Satan, and other fallen angels desperately seek our attention. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around roaring like a lion, seeking someone to devour. Don't let it be you. So one important thing you need to do is acknowledge that your adversary is real, okay? He's not some kind of cartoon that you see with a figure dressed in red with little horns and his little pitchfork. He's a real entity. He's a real person with a real personality. Just like you and I can think and make decisions and act on them, so Satan can think and make decisions and act. The difference is that Satan, everything that he does is evil, because he is totally, completely, and utterly opposed to God, and he wants us to turn away from God. Excuse me, you need to be aware. And if you read in the word, it just says in the end times, even believers will turn away. So you need to be aware. This is one thing that the devil is definitely trying to do to believers, is turning us away from God. And the Bible is clear and consistently affirms his existence. So you, again, I'm saying this because you need to be aware that he actually exists. And you might say, well, you're just a Looney Tune out there. No, the Bible is clear. It absolutely affirms his existence. Satan is real and he actively opposes believers. And we can see this in both the Old Testament and the New Testament. So if we take a look at the Old Testament and we look in the book of Genesis, for example, before sin ever entered the world, Satan is symbolically represented as the serpent. In Genesis 3:1, it says, "Now the serpent was more crafty than any beast of the field which the Lord had made." So throughout the Old Testament, there are indirect references to Satan. Just take a look at Job. Just read Job. Job is, Satan is in there. That entire book of Job is, Satan interacts with God, and he's, Satan's roaming the earth and definitely trying to devour Job. So he's a true, honest, a godly man who was definitely attacked by Satan. So take a look at that, and you will see absolute reference to him in the Old Testament. But when we look towards the New Testament in John chapter 8, verse 44, Jesus himself acknowledges Satan's existence. Here in these verses, Jesus spoke to the Jews, and he says to them, "You are of your father, the devil, and your will is to do your father's desire. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character, for he is a liar and the father of lies." Again, looking at, as we look through the whole New Testament, we see that the writers are consistently mentioning Satan as being real. For instance, Paul refers to Satan in passages like 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 5, where it says, "Do not deprive one another, except perhaps by agreement for a limited time, that you may devote yourselves to prayer, but then come together again so that Satan may not tempt you because of your lack of self-control." Again, mentioned earlier, Ephesians 6:11 through 16. And then in 1 John chapter 3, verse 8, John writes, "Whoever makes a practice of sinning is of the devil, for the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil." Revelation chapter 20, verses 1 through 3. "Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, holding in his hand the key to the bottomless pit and a great chain, and he seized the dragon, that ancient serpent who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years, and threw him into a pit and shut it and sealed it over him, so that he might not deceive the nations any longer until the 1,000 years were ended." Peter mentions in Acts chapter 5, verse 3, "Ananias, how is it that Satan has so filled your heart that you have lied to the Holy Spirit and have kept for yourself some of the money you received from the land?" And Peter, 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 8 through 9, "Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world." So here, Peter is definitely saying, he's given us some advice: be sober-minded, be watchful. In other words, be aware that he actually does exist. He's prowling around. He's looking for a victim. You don't want to be a victim. And he's telling you how to do it. Just resist, okay? Stand firm in your faith, okay? And also, be sure that you understand that you are not alone in all of this. Your brothers and sisters in Christ are also, and can also be attacked by your adversary. Jude also acknowledges Satan in chapter 9. He says, "But when the archangel Michael, contending with the devil, was disputing about the body of Moses, he did not presume to pronounce a blasphemous judgment, but said, 'The Lord rebuke you.'" So here again, contending with the devil. James also warns us about resisting Satan in chapter 4, verse 7, where he says, "Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you." So not only does Peter give us advice on how to stand up. James also does say, resist the devil, he'll flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. In other words, he will protect you. So clearly, the Bible is providing us with ample evidence that Satan is real. And understanding his nature is going to help us navigate the spiritual realm with discernment and wisdom. And you definitely need that because he's a sly fellow. So, as followers of Jesus, it's essential that we understand that our adversary is real, and to have a working knowledge of what the Bible teaches us about Satan. Because, misinformation is what leads us to being fearful, and it's unnecessary fear because you can't, there's like 360 something verses in the Bible about not fearing, and so we're not supposed to have a spirit of fear. And also, this misinformation can also hinder the trust that we have in God's power and his protection that he gives us against evil. So you need to understand, what he's like so that you can, fight against it. Another important point that I want to make too is that we need to take the threat of a spiritual attack seriously. Okay, so not just recognizing that we're in spiritual warfare, or that there are the spiritual realm is what we are fighting against, but we also have to take it seriously. You can't just say, well, that happens to other people. No, it can happen to anybody. And so you need to take it seriously. So you need to pray for strength and help from God. In Psalm 119, verse 28, it says, my soul is weary with sorrow. Strengthen me according to your word. Or if you look in Proverbs 18, verse 10, the name of the Lord is a fortified tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. So studying the Bible can definitely help you recognize Satan's style and tactics, and to understand that he really is. And he does exist. So one of the great, another great way, aside from prayer and obviously asking God for strength and to protect you, is to memorize some scripture. Because when you memorize scripture, it becomes a powerful source of help no matter where you are. No matter where you are, if you have it up here, you can speak the word at any point in time. And these words can, nothing that Satan hates more is hearing the word of God. So if you have some scriptures that you can just belt out when you're feeling under attack, it's definitely going to make him flee. So, for example, if you look at Isaiah chapter 54, verse 17, no weapon that is formed against you will prosper, and every tongue that accuses you in judgment, you will condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their vindication is from me, declares the Lord. So no weapon, that means no weapon, no evil weapon that forms against you will prosper. What a great thing to memorize and to remind yourself as you're, it's to keep that fear down, to know that your vindication is from the Lord. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 7 says, the Lord shall cause your enemies who rise up against you to be defeated before you. They will come out against you one way and will flee before you seven ways. Whoa, that to me is, that gives me a lot of courage when you think about something like that. Keep that in your mind, memorize it, speak it when you feel like you're under attack. Or even Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 19 says, they will fight against you, but they will not overcome you, for I am with you to deliver you, declares the Lord. So the Lord is telling you each and every way, don't be fearful. I'm here. I'm going to deliver you. Don't worry about it. So as believers, we should, one, recognize that spiritual warfare does exist, that there is a spiritual realm there. And as believers, we should take that spiritual warfare very seriously, recognize the reality of your adversary, and rely on God's strength to overcome it. But, the most important thing, well, there's a couple of things. One, don't blame the devil for everything that you do. If you make a bad decision, that can be on you. So, we can't give him credit for everything that bad that happens to us, but you certainly do need to recognize that he is there and he is against you. But the most important thing, and the most important fact that you need to know, is that Satan is a loser. Okay, he has been defeated by Jesus Christ on the cross, Jesus's resurrection. And so Jesus Christ overcame all the powers of death and evil. So he is a loser. You need to remember that. We are victors, not victims. God wants us to know that. He wants us to live like that as victors. Be victorious. Don't be a victim to the devil. Oh my goodness. Certainly different from First Thessalonians, which is what I was going to teach on. But I certainly do hope, it's just, my way of saying it, we can see the world is becoming more and more evil. We know that the devil and his minions will try to attack, especially believers in Jesus Christ. And so be aware of it. You take it seriously. Pray about it. Memorize some scripture to fight against it. And just be prepared to help your brothers and sisters in Christ too, because he's definitely out to get you. And I don't mean that to make you fearful. I just make it just to remind you that he's out, he's trying to get you, but he's a loser. Okay. He is a loser. You are a victor. Just declare that I am a victor, not a victim. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I certainly hope that this has been helpful to you. And please like, share, and subscribe. Share this with other people if you think that they need to hear this, just to maybe give them a little cheering from behind and say, hey, he's real, but you can overcome him. And also, if you have anything that you'd like to share with us, a miracle in your life, your walk with Jesus, or there's anything that you would like Carolyn and I to, have in our show that we are together or in separate teachings, whatever, just email us at declaringyourdestiny1@gmail.com. All of our other platforms are going to be listed there in the description box. We are not on Facebook anymore, so if you used to be a Facebook user, well, or if you know someone, one of your friends that was looking at us on Facebook, please maybe divert them over here to one of these other platforms that we're on, or here on our YouTube. We have, I think Carolyn mentioned some of the reasons why we're leaving Facebook. So please do join us on YouTube or one of our other platforms. We would love to have you. Again, subscribe to our channel. It helps us out a whole lot. And, again, I just wish you all a really great day and many blessings.